Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This five-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace and peace, and welcome to another DDP, the final Deeper Daily Podcast of the month of June for 2014. I admittedly got all fired up yesterday on the DDP, got so excited, went a little bit long, really trying to bring the fullness of verse 14 from Colossians 2 out. I think I could preach that in my sleep. I don't know if it'd be any good, but I think I could deal with that second chapter of Colossians and the power of what Paul is saying when he emphasizes in the 13th verse that you've been made alive together with God, and then in the 14th verse that there was something that was exacted as a death on a cross, and that Jesus took the stuff that was written against you and nailed it to his cross. I think the comparison there is brilliant, and I think it is so worth our investigation. So if you have not looked at that closely, listen to the last few days, DDP, and then just enjoy the swimming in the depths of Colossians 2, 13 and 14. It leads us to 15, because the death that Jesus died exacted a punishment on that which was contrary to you. He nailed it to his cross. To use that now is to minister from a place of death. But it also disarmed principalities and powers and made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them in it. This 15th verse, they're all interconnected. It's why we can't really study one without studying the other. Having disarmed principalities and powers, how did Jesus disarm principalities and powers? By the previous verse, he wiped out the handwriting of requirements that was against you, contrary to you, took it out of the way and nailed it to his cross. That action disarmed principalities and powers. It tells me that the armament of principalities and powers was the handwriting of ordinances that was against us. What the enemy uses is that which is legal requirement on our behalf. He uses that which is a legal requirement against us. Let's say it that way. I'm going to give you a vivid example of this. The Garden of Eden. And I've used this before, but this context really makes it pop. Satan comes in the form of a serpent to Eve. Why doesn't Satan tempt Eve to murder Adam? She just get rid of him, have the whole earth to herself. Now, you can argue and go, well, because she wouldn't have done that, because how could she be fruitful and multiply? She wouldn't have done that because she loved Adam. Whatever arguments we might give, I don't think any of them really make theological sense other than one basic argument. The enemy only tempted her to do what she was told not to do. In other words, the moment that we receive an ordinance of what to do or what not to do, we have the opportunity to be tempted to do the opposite. The fact that you're not supposed to do it is the very reason why you want to do it. Excuse me. And that's birthed right there. So he goes to her to eat from the wrong tree, and which is, there's so many things he could have had her do, but none of them had been, she hadn't been told not to do any of them. So how can he work on guilt and condemnation with her if he goes to have her do something she hasn't, that's not off limits? And so what is his armament? His weapon in the garden is the one thing she's not supposed to, it's the handwriting of requirement. It's the ordinance that's against her that would lead to death if she broke it. So he gets her to do it. And what happens? Boom. She knows she's naked. Immediately, she is guilty. So when Christ nailed to the cross the handwriting of ordinance that was against us, that was contrary to us, he disarmed principalities and powers. How did he disarm them? Because he took away their weaponry. He made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them in it. In what? In the action of nailing to the cross all of the things that were against you and me. What an awesome thing. Now, that'll lead us to a more personal verse in verse 16, which all of us, these verses have equipped us for. We'll do that as we start the month of July tomorrow. God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.